Is due in court today. ITV says the news has come as a huge shock. After Labour's by-election win in Scotland, their new MP has thanked supporters, saying they put their trust in him. Michael Shanks won over 50% of the votes, securing the Rutherglen and Hamilton West seat previously held by the Scottish National Party. He says he knows what led to what he's called his remarkable result.
I think we ran an energetic campaign for the past 6 months. We spoke to people about what their hopes and aspirations were. We put forward a fresh start. People told us that was what they were wanting. It's very, very clear across this constituency people wanted change. They've been let down for a very long time.
The Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. She's currently in prison in Iraq for campaigning for better human rights in the country. A cross-party group of MPs is calling for an immediate stop in the use of live facial recognition tech by police and private companies. A joint statement issued by the campaign group Big Brother Watch is also backed by Amnesty International. A malnourished and dehydrated turtle, which washed up on a Scottish beach last year, has been released back into the wild. Iona, named after the island where she was discovered, wasn't expected to make it through the night, as 10-degree water had left her with a form of hypothermia. Dan Jarvis from the British Divers Marine Life Rescue was part of the team who saved her.
We should better play better and use our chances more often.
Sorry, that's clearly not the right clip. Let's move on instead. Practice at the Qatar Grand Prix begins this afternoon. Max Verstappen is on the brink of sealing a third consecutive Formula One world title. The Red Bull driver could do it this weekend. And just a reminder of our top story, a man's been charged over an alleged plot to kidnap and murder the TV presenter Holly Willoughby. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks very much, Simon. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Oh, well, it's now actually finally improved during this day. It took its time to get going, really, didn't it? But it's now up to 22 degrees outside, and it's going to be sunny throughout the afternoon, right through until sunset. And then overnight tonight, it's going to go down to 12 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, well, good afternoon on this sunny afternoon, and welcome to the show here from Phoenix. My name's Patrick, and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. And thanks to Kay for 3 hours of classic broadcasting this morning. So we've got a great show as ever packed for you here today. 2 hours, I don't know how we managed to squeeze it all in. If we go to in the reverse order, about 2:30, we have the vintage chart chosen by my guest here today in terms of the year. So we're going to go back to this year, to 1993. At 1:45, we have the birthdays competition. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times will give you some clues, play a track and ask you how old you think they are. And you can email, of course, if you want to, radio@phoenixfm.com to take part. And in the studio, and I shall be chatting from about 2:15 and playing 3 tracks from his new album, is, shall we call you DC Pierce this afternoon?
You can call me Dan.
I'll call you Dan, can I? So, Dan, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, doing really well.
Good. And what are we going to be doing?
What are we going to be doing?
Yes.
I think, what, which songs?
Yeah, what, generally.
What am I doing generally?
Yes.
I'm a priest in the Church of England, so lots
and, of things. And this afternoon we're going to be doing what?
We're going to be playing some of the songs from my album. Well, it's DC Pierce. It's kind of me and a friend of mine who's a producer, George Morey. And we went on a little holiday last year and recorded some stuff, so you're going to listen to that.
Lovely. Thanks, Art.
For the best music and the chat in town, Patrick Chering on Phoenix FM.
And starting us off this afternoon, this is a classic. Taking us back to 1979, this is Jerry Rafferty. And it was only as a single, it was only number 30 in the UK, number 23 in the States, but it was the third single released from the successful album Night Owl. This is Get It Right Next Time.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Great track from Jerry Rafferty, Get It Right, Next Time. I don't know if you managed to hear Joe interviewing Joby Fox yesterday on Drive. It'll be on the station website at some point fairly soon, I'm sure. But great interview, fascinating man, talking about all of the music that he does and also some of the humanitarian activities that he's involved with. This is his most recent release as a single. Falling comes from his album I Was a Hawk and Now I Am a Dove. Joby Fox and Falling. It's just on 1:15 here on Friday lunchtime, and I should be chatting with Dan fairly soon.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Having a Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
That's Keith, who is son of Kenny Ball, for those of you with a long memory. And great to have him as part of the team here at Phoenix. And of course, you can check out all of our programmes on our website, on the schedule, or indeed in the Brentwood Gazette, where there's always a feature item about the station. So I'm delighted to have Dan here with us this afternoon. Dan, so an album. How has this come about?
I've been writing stuff for years and years just on the side. My life is that I'm a priest, but I just every now and again when we're on holiday take the guitar out and noodle away and write some stuff. And last year I had a little break in work and I thought, why don't I call my old mate who I used to be in a band with and we'll go on a bit of a road trip and record some stuff. So that's what happened, and all the bits and pieces I've been writing over a few years just came together on that week and landed with what we've got now.
So where did you record your parts of all this?
So George, my friend George, lives in Gloucester, so I went over to him and we drove up to the west coast of Scotland, in the middle of nowhere, near the Applecross Mountains, and we stayed in a little chalet next to a church and we did the recording in the church mostly. It was just me with the guitar, and then George went we went home after a week there, and he's got loads of friends from all over the world actually doing all sorts on top of just the basic me on a guitar and singing, and he's produced it so wonderfully, got loads of people involved. So
the wonders of modern technology.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, from all over the place, Ireland and the US, and yeah, all over the place.
Wow, it's fantastic. And so as you say, these are the combination of years of music writing.
Yeah, little scraps we decided we'd go last November. And so I had a couple of months leading up to it where I thought, right, let's knock these songs into shape, because they were just little scraps, bits and pieces. So I spent a bit of time in earnest trying to finish them off. And then I took about 14, 15 songs. We ended up with 11 on the album.
So. Okay. And some of them are very short. Well, the one we're going to play, in fact, the first two we're going to play here today, they're quite short. So were you not tempted to make them bit longer?
Because I'm quite... Actually, they're reasonably upbeat for me, but I'm quite a melancholy sort of person.
No, surely not.
So I think we just wanted to keep it short. So the whole album, I think, is 30 minutes long, 11 tracks in 30 minutes,
okay,
which is fairly unusual. And I think that was just because you know, if somebody's going to bleat on about stuff, you don't want them bleating on about
You're selling it, Dan. Everybody's really going to want to listen to this half an hour.
I think it's cheery enough.
Okay, it's cheery enough. Well, tell us about this first one, then, before we have it. It's called Long-Time Listener, First-Time Caller. So what's the background to all this?
Get myself in more trouble now. I don't particularly like radio phoning.
That's all right. You're perfectly at liberty to say that. We don't have any on this station.
Okay. Oh, brilliant. So, yeah, I hate them. and I thought, what would actually trigger me to call in? What would make me want to involve myself in an online, a radio debate? So I think I just inventing a character and sort of musing on that idea.
Okay. Well, let's have a listen to it. So first of our tracks today from Dan, a long-time listener, first-time caller. And I think actually before we have the travel, we've got time to sneak in another one as well. So Outside Calm. So what's this one all about?
Just remembering, so it's, the whole thing's quite nostalgic. The whole album kind of got an early 90s, mid-90s feel. So I think it was remembering being a teenager, remembering trying to project confidence when you're feeling anything but confident, and that's so Outside Calm is the,
okay. Well, lovely.
Watching old school westerns in the 80s, man, she said she hates these. I do too. I can't quite like what she wants me to. Listening to the Pixies, everybody picks these, except for you. You were choosing what we'd next door choose. Outside, outside, calm. Outside, outside, calm. What you mean by what I'm wearing? Heckling and swearing. Black and blue, am I jumping at the jump scare too? Watching Endless Nameless on MTV, when she said she'd leave me, yeah, I might too, giving myself something else to do. Outside, outside, calm. Outside, outside. I'm not quite what's in her head.
That's Dan Pierce as DC Pierce from the album that he's just brought out. We'll find out a bit more about that later on. That's the second of the tracks that we've had this afternoon. So, 1:25, time for the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's just have a look at what's going on, really. It's quite busy in the centre of Billericay this afternoon, around the Waitrose area. And, of course, there are a couple of road closures in the area as well of the centre of Billericay. So if you're a local around there, you know how difficult that is at this time. It's built up a little bit around the station at Shenfield. When we come down into the centre of Brentwood here around Wilson's Corner, of course, it's always busy on a Friday lunchtime. And this is no exception. Nothing particular more than you would expect it to be. We go down to the motorway, looking all good at the Brook Street, and further out I can see that it's quite busy around the junction with the M11 coming from this direction and indeed the other way as well. And similarly down at the bridge and the tunnel, it's pretty busy down there as well. On the A12, nothing particularly to talk about until we get to Hoe Green, other than, of course, those ongoing roadworks at Ingatestone, where it's 40 miles an hour. Central Chelmsford was an absolute nightmare when I tried to do it about an hour and a half or so ago. It seems to be slightly less than it was, but we know that's going to build up as well. If anything major comes in, of course, I'll let you know, and we'll have another travel update in an hour's time. So we're chatting away here with Dan Pierce about his new album, recorded up in Scotland. Was the weather nice when you were up there, actually? Because you've got terrible weather today. So I'm just thinking about whether you had to... Because in here, when it rains really hard, it sounds on the ceiling. Yeah. So I wonder if there's any problems like that that you had to deal with.
We did all right, really. Given that it was November last year, we had mainly sunshine. So that's not bad, is it? It was cold, but yes. it was clear. So it was nice, yeah.
Right. And did the scenery that was around you, I'm assuming that it was, did that sort of help with the creative process, do you think?
Yes, yeah, so we were there for a week, but we actually only recorded on 3 days. We did a few little drive around up in the Applecross Mountains, and yeah, I think just it's the top of the world, isn't it? So you feel bright and breezy. So I think I said the album was a bit miserable, those two songs that you just played.
No, they're not miserable at all, you see.
I think they give you the impression of, yeah, you know, driving along the open road.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice and blue skies and sunshine.
Precisely, Dan. That's exactly what they sound like, really. So they really have a kind of like positive sort of upbeat feel to them, really, you see. Yeah, you say too much. You surprise yourself.
I surprised myself. So yeah, happy sort of chappy.
Right, tell us what Graceless is all about.
I love the notion of grace, to give somebody something that they don't necessarily deserve, and I felt in my own faith God does that for me, and it's something that I can share with others. So. Yeah, I think I was thinking about all the other kind of ideologies that people go with, and there's it's easy for us to want vengeance when we're wronged, but I love the idea of grace.
Okay, and so can you remember when you wrote this track?
No, I can't. No, I think probably in lockdown.
Okay,
probably in lockdown, sat in the garden. I did a lot of sitting on the decking. Playing into the evening. You remember the first lockdown was just unbelievably lovely weather.
It was gorgeous weather, wasn't it?
I was sat there on the deck and playing the guitar quite a lot, and just found myself writing this one.
Give up on grace for calmer. Give up on grace for greed. Give up on grace, you weary, yet grace. still receive. Give up on grace, ye sinner. Give up on grace, ye buyer. Give up on grace, for used by dates, yeah, grace will not expire. Trading all love's freedoms for a chance I could break free. Give up on grace for nothing, but grace it ain't give up on me. Give up on grace, good preacher, good morning and good night. Give up your place to forges and fates that never quite required. Trading all love's freedoms for a chance I could break free. Give up on grace for nothing, but grace ain't give up on me. Give up on grace for nothing, but grace ain't give up on me. Give up on grace for nothing.
Well, there's another lovely track called Graceless, and if you just joined us, this is the music of DC Pierce, Dan Pierce, who's sitting here with me this afternoon. I'm delighted to be able to chatting to him about the music. So, on that track, there's another voice other than yours. What's all that about?
So we've got loads of collaborators across the whole album, different people singing. It felt very gospel-y. The song had that sort of gospel edge. So
yes.
My friend George, who produced the album, reached out to somebody he'd done some collaboration with called Jaylee Small, and she sings gospel. I've never met her. I've still never met her. We sort of messaged on Instagram and stuff. But so George sent Jaylee the track, and she delivered absolutely exact. I did a kind of mock-up of what I wanted, which was kind of hilarious to listen to. And then George sent that to Jaylee, and she was very gracious, and she listened, and she did it properly.
And you said some of our older listeners might know. Jaylee's
mum was Millie Small, who did. Was it My Boy Lollipop?
My Boy Lollipop, yeah. Which was, I think it was 1963. Without checking, yeah, I think so.
We'll Google that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, great!
No, she's amazing. Really,
right?
Good.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, excellent. Well, it works really well with that as well. So it was your musical idea to have that with
it. Yeah, like I say, I did a version of it, which will never see the light of day.
That'd be on the bootleg kind of version.
No. That's hidden somewhere, hopefully deleted.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. Let me say, Mindful Systems itself, which is the title of the album. So why is the album called this, and what's this all about?
I think, like I said, lots and lots of nostalgia and thinking about faith and prayer, and I think there's a lot in common with prayer and mindfulness. You know, people talk about mindfulness now. So Mindful Systems was just trying to think of a logic that held all these weird songs together, really. And I like the thought that, you know, you're burrowing back through years of somebody's life, going back to being I'm in my mid-40s now, but going back to being a teenager and thinking what made me me. And so, yeah, that was Mindful Systems was, I don't know, just a riff off that, I guess.
Okay, and therefore, because it's got that general overfeel, that's why you chose that particular name for the album
and
as well.
The album ends with Mindful Systems, which
it does.
Is quite different from the rest of the album, in that you could, it's a whole band, it's drums, it's quite a lot louder than everything else.
Okay, well, you've sold it well, Dan. Dan Pearce, and the title track from the album Mindful Systems, but we were saying off air here that it's the last track rather than the first, which is usually the case with a track that's got the same title as the album itself, but you said it was kind of like building up to it,
it's the culmination of the whole album, so I think it felt a little bit like if we put that at the beginning, you'd be expecting the rest of the album to sound like that.
Okay.
Which would be very misleading.
Yeah.
I thought, let's put it at the end, and it kind of, even ideas-wise, it kind of makes everything that's gone before it hang together.
Right. And again, just to remind people that when you actually recorded this, there was just you with the guitar,
just me on the guitar,
and then you gave your friend all these ideas.
Well, me and George have been playing stuff for a really long time together, so we were able to give each other musical references. So when he went away, he went away with lots of notes of where do we think this is going to go, how do we think it should sound, and I think I said earlier, he just delivered on every single song. It was exactly what I really wanted it to sound like.
Right, okay. Well, that's interesting. That's great. Let's have one more before we get to the next advert break, and then it will be the birthdays competition. One with the title, Over My Head Like I'm Dead, which you said's got a bit of a sing-along, which is going to be interesting to hear, Dan. So what's the story about this one?
Just that everything goes over my head. And I think I can't, each verse has a different thing that goes over my head, that, you know, social cues, any number of things. So I think I was just messing around with
okay,
it. And throughout my life, the amount of things, conversations you have where I've got the wrong end of the stick, or
okay,
I just thought, yes, it's kind of silly. It's more folky than anything that we've
sure,
listened to already.
Sure. Well, then actually, it's probably something that probably resonates with many people then.
I hope so.
Took those tapes, we ran them backwards. Them say nothing but crackle and hum and hiss. Take care of this. That lesson went over my head, over and over and over my head, over my head like I'm dead.
So that's the last of the tracks that we're going to play for the moment from this album, and we're going to be playing another track a bit later on. But Dan, people can't get this at the moment, so this is well and truly a preview, isn't it?
I've been dragging my feet terribly with it. I think busyness and just it's been so long since I put anything out into the world. Maybe a slight crisis. I confess to a slight crisis of confidence and just thinking.
We've come and played it here.
You were nice enough to ask.
So when's it gonna, when do you think it's going to be out on Spotify?
I'm doing a gig in Billericay later in the month on the 27th, and I thought I'd try and get it all done and out by then. So
brilliant.
So
good.
After the gig, people can go and have a listen.
Lovely. Thank you very much for that. Great stuff. Okay, we will be having the birthdays competition fairly soon.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So here we are at that time on a Friday lunchtime when, as I would say, it's time to get your brain into gear. We've been lulled into a false sense of security by listening to this wonderful music from Dan Pearce. And then we've got to have a think about how old we think three artists happen to be. And we have a mixed bag of artists as well today, so we'll see how you manage to get on with some of these. And particularly one of them, if you think you've never heard of them, you might be like Ivor last week, who, when we had an artist that he'd never heard of, he got the age exactly right simply because he listened to the clues. He was absolutely astounded that he got right. So here we go with today's artist, born Donald McLean III. Don McLean, of course, an American singer, songwriter and guitarist, known to fans as the American Troubadour or King of the Trail. He's best known for his 1971 hit song American Pie, an 8.5-minute folk rock cultural touch Stone about the loss of innocence and early rock and roll generation. His other hit singles include Vincent, about Vincent van Gogh, Wonderful Baby, and there's various other ones as well. And he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2004, and in January 2018 BMI certified that American Pie had reached 5 million airplays in the States and Vincent 3 million. And we're going to go for Vincent from 1972. This was a UK number one, also number one in Ireland and Italy, and top 10 in four more countries, made number 12 in the States. And in 2020, he sold the original handwritten lyrics for this, which were literally written on the back of an envelope, for $1.2 million. Yes, take that in. So the question is, how old do we think Don McLean is? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and grey. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
Don McLean, what a classic track that is. And that's Vincent. And asked how old you think he is. Thank you to those who have responded already. We've got Chris and Bob in Harlow, Dan here in the studio, Chris in Guildford, and Patrick in Ingatestone. And so if you'd like to take part, it's very simple, of course, as I say, you just email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, the question is for the second person. This may be somebody that some of you have... do not know, but at the same time, the band are actually very well known if you're into your indie music. So, this is William Pierce Butler, known as Will Butler, an American multi-instrumentalist and composer who's best known as a former member of the indie rock band Arcade Fire. He plays synthesizer, bass, guitar and percussion. He's known for his spontaneity and antics during performances. And he's the younger brother of Arcade Fire frontman Wynn Butler. In 2014, Will Butler was nominated for the Academy Award for the best score for his work for an original score for the 2013 film Her. So Arcade Fire have released 6 albums, the first one of which he was part of was in 2004. And they were founded in 2001 with Will Butler being one of the founder members. So, we're going to hear the 2007 track Keep the Car Running. This came from their second album, Neon Bible, which was a UK and a USA number two, number one in Ireland and in Canada. And it was nominated for the Best Alternative Album at the Grammy Awards ceremony that particular year, not winning it. So, the question is, how old do we think is Will Butler? Radio at phoenixfm.com. That's Arcade Fire, and if you like that kind of music, then the show later this evening will be just for you.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
One of our great shows here that we have on Phoenix, and we'll be back with the competition after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.